This is a Cradio homily with Father Vladimir Echelis.
It must have shocked the apostles when Jesus made his prediction on his passion and death. 6 days after that prediction, he was transfigured on Mount Tabor in the sight of Peter, James, and John. The transfiguration marks the second Trinitarian theophany, wherein the three persons of the Trinity were made manifest at the same time. The first being at the baptism of Jesus. Here, the Holy Spirit was in the form of a cloud, which represented the Shekinah glory, or the indwelling presence of God in the Old Testament. The Father's voice was heard for the second time, confirming that Jesus is his beloved Son. And addressing himself to the apostles, he said, "Listen to him." Jesus on a mountain was standing between the past, represented by Moses and the law, and Elijah the prophets, and the future, which was represented by the three apostles. The voice of the Father ushered in a new way of listening. This time, not anymore from the Decalogue or the Torah, but to the living Word. The event should have been a preparation for the three apostles, who will also witness the agony of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. It was a foretaste of the glory of Jesus, which could only be understood in the light of the resurrection. During and after the events before Easter, they never understood what it meant. Science tells us that everything is always on the move, because molecules are in constant motion. From the first moment of our conception, we never stop growing and transforming. But our personal transfiguration has begun at the moment of our baptism. When we were baptized, we were configured to the image of Christ. And we are constantly being transfigured moment after moment until we reach the fullness of our being. Saint Paul, in his second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 18, says, "We all grow brighter and brighter as we are transfigured into the image that we reflect." But our transfiguration, although God's gift to us, has a price. Just like Abraham in the first reading today, he was willing to give up and sacrifice Isaac. We too have our own share of our own sacrifice if we want to be transfigured the way Abraham was transfigured as the Father of all nations. Jesus paid off his glorification through his sacrifice on the cross. Every now and then, we experience what we call aha moments, when we can almost touch God and we feel a piece of heaven here on earth. Those defining moments of mystical experiences become a reservoir of strength and faith for us as we go back to the ordinariness of our lives. Then We carry them through when we are down in life, when we are in darkness, in pain, in tragedy. God is like a sculptor who does not just see us as a piece of marble, but rather he sees a masterpiece in becoming. Only if we let him chisel away the unnecessary in us so that he can transform us into his very own image, his masterpiece.
For more great homilies by Australian priests, visit cradio.org.au.